This is Kim Myung-ja from Daegu, Korea, and you are listening to Everybody ESL.
Welcome to episode 74 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have a mini episode for you today where I am going to teach you about one English topic. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. Today's interesting expression is pep talk. Pep talk, that's pep, P-E-P, and talk, T-A-L-K. Now, before I tell you what a pep talk is, we need to talk about the word pep. I don't think pep is a very common word anymore, but you might hear it occasionally, and it means energy or enthusiasm or confidence. Sometimes, surprisingly, you will see the word pep in advertisements for cars. A car that can reach very high speeds quickly is sometimes described as having a lot of pep, or being peppy. And if you are in high school, or if you have a child who is in high school, you might have heard the term pep rally. A pep rally is an event at school, usually in the gym, that is designed to make all of the students excited and enthusiastic about an upcoming game, so that when they leave the pep rally, they are all excited about the football game or the basketball game or the soccer game that their team will soon be playing. So what is a pep talk? A pep talk is any talk, any short conversation that you have with somebody that is designed to make them feel better. It's designed to increase their confidence or their enthusiasm. If you have a friend who is going through a difficult time and they're feeling sad and discouraged, you might give them a pep talk. You might talk to them and say something encouraging to increase their energy and their confidence and their enthusiasm. You might make them feel better by giving them a pep talk, and they will be ready to face their challenges. Maybe you can even give yourself a pep talk. You can tell yourself encouraging things to increase your pep, your energy and enthusiasm and confidence. Now, you probably have given a pep talk to a friend before, even if you didn't know that term. So that's pep talk, a good, useful, interesting term. And that's the end of episode 74 of Everybody ESL. Remember, if you have any questions about English, or if you have comments or suggestions about the podcast, or if you would like to record an introduction that I can use at the beginning of a future episode, the same way Myung-ja recorded the introduction you heard at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.